glad you are here, right? Talking about your money. $1.9 trillion in new taxes. That's what the Biden administration wants. $1.9 trillion in new taxes. And do you ever wonder where your money is going? I do. I look at these massive spending bills that are 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 pages, which they get like an hour and a half to look at before they have to vote on them. Or maybe a couple of days. Doesn't matter. You're not reading 6,000 pages in a couple of days. It's all fine print and legalese, and it's all wrapped up and hidden, of course. That's the way they like it. We have to pass it to find out what's in it. Oh, thanks, Nancy. Really appreciate that. But it's true. They don't know what's in it until they, because they don't write the bills. The politicians don't write the bills. Their staff does, and lawyers do, and lobbyists write those bills. So how is your money being spent to feed illegals? Well, I've got an example here. That's why I'm bringing this up. I've got an example here. And for those of you watching the live video feed on Rumble or Twitter or wherever you might be, Axe, I'm sorry. Soon to be Getter and everywhere else. We're going to be everywhere. But for those of you that can see this video, this is disturbing. And it reminds me to tell you, make sure you follow me on X. So you can see the live streaming feed every day from Studio G. Follow me on Rumble, wherever you can get it. And for those of you listening on radio, I'm sorry because these images are disturbing. In Massachusetts, we have some insight on the more than $7 million spent at one place to feed the illegals. One place, $7 million. Listen.
Honestly, there's nothing edible.
Here are some of the dinners that taxpayers paid $21 for. Spaghetti with hot dogs and rice with one chicken drumstick.
The spaghetti with the hot dog in it. Really? We're paying $21 for that. Okay. It's crazy.
These lunches and dinners were given to migrants and homeless families at the Fairfield Inn, Dedham, Boston. The contract obtained by the I-team shows the state is paying this one hotel $7,343,316 for food, with no provision or requirement that the meals be nutritious or meet USDA recommendations, leaving it up to the hotel to decide what to serve.
For those of you that could see that, one plain bagel with a little 1 ounce of peanut butter, that was one of the meals. The other meal, the first one they showed like some sort of soup, but you could see the big broken bones in it. It's like, what is that? Big chunks of broken bones in it. Frightening, to say the least. I often ask you as viewers and listeners to send me story ideas, and you're very good about it. And this is evidence that I do look at those emails and follow up on some of those stories. It's a shout out to Bainbridge, Georgia, and their fight to keep a monkey farm out of their neighborhood. A monkey farm, yeah. Local officials in Bainbridge, Georgia, it's about 20 miles north of the Florida Panhandle, all right? That city, its officials, approving a startup plan to build one of the largest monkey breeding facilities in the nation. And at its capacity, the nearly $400 million complex will hold up to 30,000 monkeys, which is double the city's population. And why? To be sold for research. 30,000 monkeys to be sold for research. The company is called Safer Human Medicine. Says the long-tailed macaques will be bred and sold to pharmaceutical companies, universities, laboratories for medical research. And they hope to finish the construction and welcome the first monkeys later this year. One of the neighbors said, what do you think that's going to smell like? Well, I can have a pretty good idea what that's going to smell like. Monkeys, because of their similarities to humans, have been essential to research for a wide range of disease, infections, and led to Breakthrough treatments in Parkinson's, sickle cell disease, polio, COVID-19, according to the National Academy of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine. But getting enough monkeys has become difficult because China cut off the delivery of monkeys. So the biomedical research industry has been scrambling to expand its breeding facilities in the U.S. So here they are. Fervent, in some cases, it's like putting a nuclear plant in your backyard, said 65-year-old James Chestnut, who also said, think about what that's going to smell like. Nice job, James. Big signs around town, stop the monkey farm. More than 5,000 people joined the active Facebook group, No Monkey Breeding Bainbridge, Georgia. Save for Human Medicine said the monkeys housed in the facility will not pose a threat to the citizens. Nothing discharged from our facility will create an environmental hazard or risk. Worries of breakouts, the smell, noise of the monkeys, care and concerns, they've all been considered, they say, with the design of the place. We look forward to being a great neighbor and get to know all of you in the community. Others say this is an absolute disaster. I don't want the kids playing out here, breathing all that monkey stuff. What if one gets out? That's all it takes. Monkeys are kind of I don't consider them a particularly clean animal. But of course, non-disclosure agreements, NDAs, it's all shrouded. This is how they bring in Chinese-backed battery plants to Michigan, monkey breeding facilities in Georgia. It's all secret. Your elected officials are signing non-disclosure agreements to make it happen. It says they'll have 250 good-paying jobs, $18 to $22 an hour. Is that a good-paying job today with all this inflation? Got 200 acres, no charge, by the way, to the facility, thanks to the local government. Safer Human Medicine. You can look this up. Bainbridge, Georgia, the monkey farm. Showing you that I do listen. Send your comments and story ideas to SteveGruber.com. SteveGruber.com. Follow me on X, Facebook, Truth Social, Getter, all of them. I'll be back. Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand, is on a mission to make America feel great again. Head to PatriotsRelief.com and use the promo code Gruber for an astounding 40% off. Our premium CBD products are designed to help you find natural relief and wellness. Experience the incredible benefits of CBD with PatriotsRelief.com. Here's the icing on the cake. You get a 30-day empty bottle money-back guarantee. Visit PatriotsRelief.com today or call 877-230-1776. That's PatriotsRelief.com or 877-230-1776.
It's the Michigan Chamber. We're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.